Hi there, folks. My name is Emily.
My name is Elk.
And this is Oh My Word, a podcast where we talk about books, movies, TV shows, musicals, and we share with you some of the content, whether it's appropriate or not appropriate, so that you can ultimately make a decision about whether it's something you want to consume or not.
And to make sure that you have ratings that you can trust and not just the films giving them to themselves or books that have no ratings, we have our pearl clutching rating scale that's for violence, language, and romance, and everything is on a scale of 0 to 4, 0 being the high score, an excellent score, and 4 being, why is this in here? What is this doing here? This is way too much.
Yeah, exactly. So we're kind of like golf, but more exciting.
Yes.
Which is not really a knock against golf. I recognize that golf takes a ton of skill, but watching it, it's not the most exciting. That's all. Or, yeah. You know, it's not even about golf not being exciting. It's just that we are so exciting that we would be more exciting than anything I could compare us to.
Living in the basement is very exciting. And also, people get they get very touchy about golf. Is it a sport? Is it not a sport? Is it a skill? What is it? You know?
Oh, I would say, well, I mean, there's competition and outdoorsiness.
But people think if there's no cardiac situation going on, then, but golf is a good thing for pearl clutching. It's definitely that kind of sport.
That's true. Yes. You wouldn't want to be wearing pearls while you're playing basketball or something. That'd be very, very dangerous.
Yeah. Maybe we should get a putting green somewhere in our basement. We probably have space we just have to keep digging under.
That's about the right level of exercise. I could live with that.
There you go. Excellent. With that said.
today's book. Oh my goodness. I'm so excited to talk about this book. It's called Malamander. Written by Thomas Taylor and illustrated by Tom Booth. By the way, I love that both of their names are Tom. Okay. I just think that's cute. Malamander.
The Tom Toms.
is about Herbert Lemon, who is the lost and founder at the Grand Nautilus Hotel. And one day, a mysterious girl walks in with a mystery about the Malamander and her missing parents that the two of them have to solve together. It is a middle grade book. Our ratings for it, violence is a 2, language is a 1, romance is a 0. Woo-hoo!
Yay!
And it is just so perfectly middle grade. It is exactly the right, he's writing for the right age. It's age appropriate in terms of content and in terms of word usage and how it's written and story-wise. You know, we gave it violence 2 because there's this creature called the Malamander, and that's a little bit scary. And then the bad guy shoots harpoons at our two main characters. So there is some violence, but it's the right level for middle grade. The language, I think someone says hell or damned.
Yeah, just barely.
He actually does what we've always said should be done with cursing, which is, he does 2 clever things with cursing. The first is the kid, Herbie, when he needs to curse, he says bladder wax. That's what you're supposed to do when you want to introduce cursing into a world that you've created, as Elta said, which is make up your own word. But the second thing he does, which I really liked, is a few times Herbie curses, because it's a first-person narrative, first-person perspective. So he writes, I cursed in that moment.
Yeah.
Not a very bad word, but a kind of bad word. So you know that the character said something, but he doesn't use the actual word. And then you understand that this was a situation where the kid was freaked out. And he cursed in his head. And I just thought that was so brilliant.
Yeah. He's also, because I think he's 12, is she right? The two of them are 12.
12-ish.
Yeah, 12-ish, yeah. That's also, because Herbie being the lost and founder, it's also part of, they call it speculative, it used to be called magical realism, but they kind of call it speculative fiction now. So it's kind of like a world, real world, but it has magical elements in it.
Mm.
So this whole thing about the lost and founder, the reason why this girl comes to him is because he's in charge of returning lost things to their owners. And she says, my parents are lost, so I want you to return me to my parents. So it ends up, okay. Now, so he also, one of the things he also got right is that sometimes you have, which we sort of spoke about with the Framed series, a little bit about the Spy School series, that sometimes you have these big things, these world-threatening things, and the kids have to come in and save it. You have to suspend your disbelief a little bit for it, which is fine. I'm like, that's because it's middle grade and oh, these kids are doing what the FBI agents can't do. I think that's part of the fun of it, which is, it's fine. It's not a, but here he was very clever to give him this lost and founder thing that it's okay. Like, it sort of makes sense that a kid could be running it, I guess. Right. Like, and it's sort of like, no, it's better if the kid is the one. Like, yeah, sure, I could see a kid being in charge of returning items. Or, like, he could be cat, like... They don't really go in so much about it. He's an orphan and he sleeps in like a tiny little room and like people are mean to him. But there is like the position he's put him in is not like you already suspended your belief for just the whole speculative fiction aspect of it. But his position is not something that it's not a stretch almost. Like it's very also appropriate, age appropriate, this position that he gave him.
Yes.
And the way like I got Lost and Founder business to take care of. Like this is for the Lost and Foundry. And that's why also, because I already read the second book of it, and there's going to be a third book, but each book is all about that something has to be returned. So, like, the Malamander is missing something that Herbie has to return to him. So, it's not about, oh, I'm going to need a helicopter or whatever, like, machine guns to fight against the monster. I have to return something, and if I return it, you know, we could solve. So, it ends up being, I don't know, I think also that whole angle that had gone over, he just got it really right, that I could believe this kid in this role. Even though, like, yeah, what 12-year-old kid or whatever, but I could believe it. And he has, it's kind of like you have like a little bit of this like English humor. I think he is English. I think Thomas Taylor is English. So you have like the place that they live in is supposed to be called Cheery on the Sea, but when the winds get cold in the winter, it knocks the sea off, so it becomes Eerie on the Sea. So everything's eerie. The eerie this, the eerie that. So it's also very, there's a lot of like cleverness kind of thrown in there.
Yes. It reminded me a lot of Lemony Snicket.
Yeah.
Like immediately, first of all, because in the first couple pages, the author warns you not to read it, which is a very Lemony Snicket thing. Like, if you're looking for a happy book, this isn't it. Don't read it. Save yourself. But there's also the language is clever and it's sort of self-aware. And I don't know if other than at the beginning he addresses he might address the reader throughout. I don't know. There's just a very, it's sort of like there's wordplay and it's sort of elevated writing. Like maybe it's written for 12-year-olds, but sort of at like a 14-year-old level. So just asking them to reach a little bit, you know, instead of just writing right to them or writing down, but you're not asking them to read at a 25-year-old level. It's just like, let's just make a little hop up here.
Yeah. And if you pay attention, there's a lot of, or especially if you know, there's a lot of references to other like famous sea ocean books, like The Lady Kraken or like Sebastian Eels. There's a lot of ocean references. I don't remember that. I didn't mark them, so I don't remember them specifically. But there were certain things that I was like, oh, it wasn't exactly like, I don't remember, but it almost felt like, was this a Moby Dick or a 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea? Like, which one is this? Mm. Like, moments like that, they're like, oh, he's referencing something here. Like, there's something like, so he also does, there are certain words that he takes, like the Lost and Founder, which there's a Lost and Found, and he makes it a Lost and Founder. So it's like the regular words that he just like the Flotsam Porium, like, so he does things like that. And then there's also that if you pay attention to what the other things, everyone's got a name that's a little bit of a play on a C word. C as in like an ocean C word. You have the Grand Nautilus Hotel. It's not just, you know, blah, blah, Regency. You know, it's the Grand Nautilus. It's different Mr. things Mollusk, like that. Yeah.
But all of it without being corny.
Yes.
Because something like that could very easily edge into corny. But because of his style, because he's self-aware, as you've said, some books just have a magic and you can't quite explain why it works.
Yeah.
But for some reason, it isn't corny and it's more, I can't think of the word for it, but it just works.
Yes, it just works. Exactly.
It just works really well. And I, even though it is middle grade, so what, for like 9 to 12-year-olds or 10 to 13-year-olds, somewhere in that range?
Yeah, 8 to 12 usually, yeah.
8 to 12. I think it's very enjoyable. Like, we've talked about some other middle grade books that I sort of had to, and even young adult books that I've had to slog through because that's just not the age range that I'm in anymore.
Yeah.
But this one didn't feel that way at all.
Yeah, it's one of those books that it just felt like they got it right. They got the tone right. They got the style of story right. They got, you know, the situation they're dealing with right. All of it just felt right. It was just, and it didn't feel like they were dragging in any of these outside things to it. It was like, let's just have an adventure. Let's just have a story.
Yeah.
Like, let's just have a good time together. So that's also, there's none of, also because there's no romance there. I mean, you have a boy and a girl, but it's not there. It's just, we are best friends. Great. Keep it. Let them just have fun. Whatever. I don't know what they're going to do with them or not, but just let them have fun and be on their adventure and their mystery. And they kept it like that. It was, I think they just hit the right notes on this one. It was so much fun to read.
Yeah. I loved it. I'm excited for the next one, but also slightly hesitant because this one was just so good. but I'll read it. I'll keep going with them.
Yeah, it's probably like for the right kind of day. Like the day that you're ready to go on the, okay, let's go to adventure again. Like, let's go revisit yes. that place. Yeah, it's kind of like that. Yeah, definitely yeah. worth it. Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, this, I would definitely give this to any kid that I know.
Yeah.
To read. It's great.
Not yet, though, because now we're still in the basement. But theoretically, if we were, we'd be outside of the street just hanging the book out to people.
Oh, yes. Right. Well, we could use that pneumatic chute to have it go up into the next level, and then someone could come pick it up, I guess.
Oh, is it still working? I thought it had broken. You know, we should go check that out.
Okay. I'll go. We'll go work on that. While we're working on that, you can work on subscribing, leaving a rating and a review for the podcast, and following us on Instagram at Oh My Word Podcast, because we'd love to hear from you. Have you read or watched something based off of one of our recommendations? Do you have something that we should watch and talk about? We'd love to hear from you. Leave us a message or a comment, and you'll hear from us. Other stuff that we're reading that maybe we'll talk about one day, our official ratings, previews as to the upcoming episodes. It's all there for you lovely people on Instagram. So
come follow us, but only on Instagram, not in person.
No, if you could even find us, which you couldn't because we're very sneaky.
Yeah. Yeah.
So thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Cheers, people.
Oh My Word Podcast is brought to you by the Pearl Clutching Basement Dwellers at Oh My Word. Follow us on Instagram for updates at Oh My Word Podcast, or like and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. For full episode notes and detail, visit eltenenbaum.com. Music is by Tim Burke. Sound is by Gabriel Yaffe. See you next time.